Welcome to News Video Clip. If you were here with us yesterday, we posted a video clip of right-wing stooge Megyn Kelly saying how she would vote Republican even if Donald Trump nuked Iran. And it was a pretty sick thing to say, and she caught a lot of heat for saying it. And if you didn't see the clip, we're actually going to show it to you now, because today she changed her mind. So let's take a look at yesterday's clip first, where she actually does support nuking Iran. Here we go.
Honestly, Trump could drop a nuke and I'd still vote Republican over those people, because they want
an avenue voter.
In some ways, I really am. But honestly.
Okay. So there she is, yucking it up with Leslie about Trump nuking Iran. Oh, golly, isn't that funny? All righty. So today, though, is very, very different. Megan pulls her hair back. She's got her disapproving mommy look on, and she's going to start scolding Trump for suggesting that he's going to nuke Iran. So here we go. Megyn Kelly, 24 hours later, completely changing her story.
I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, I 3D chess, shut up. Fucking shut up about that shit. You don't threaten to wipe out an entire civilization. We're talking about civilians just casually in a social media post. You know, like I am the...
Okay, so there's Megyn Kelly giving her big speech, pretending she suddenly has discovered morals and ethics, when we all know she hasn't. She caught a lot of heat, and maybe her employer, SiriusXM, did too, after the first clip where she actually advocated genocide. So now she's kind of having to walk it back, and she's trying to scold Trump and do all that stuff. So anyways, let's move on to our next Trump stooge. And this is J.D. Vance. He's on a tarmac in Hungary, where he's been campaigning for Viktor Orban, who's the prime minister and fascist of Hungary. And he's being asked about Israel violating the recent ceasefire between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Because right after the ceasefire was declared, Israel went and bombed Lebanon. So J.D. Vance is trying to run interference for Israel by claiming Lebanon was never part of the peace deal, which is an absolute lie. So here we go.
First of all, I actually think, and there's a lot of bad faith negotiation and a lot of bad faith, you know, propaganda going on. I think this comes from a legitimate misunderstanding. I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case. What we said is that the ceasefire would be focused on Iran and the ceasefire would be focused on America's allies, both Israel and the Gulf Arab states.
Okay, he's absolutely lying. And we know he's lying because the prime minister of Pakistan, who negotiated this ceasefire, actually posted the details of the ceasefire on social media. In fact, if you look below this video, we have a link to it. So it definitely mentions Lebanon. And J.D. Vance is absolutely lying. He's trying to protect Israel after they bombed Lebanon and violated the ceasefire. All righty. And our final story is Pam Bondi. You may remember she was our U.S. Attorney General until last week when Trump fired her. Anyways, when she was still U.S. Attorney General, she was scheduled to testify in front of Congress next week. But now that she's no longer the Attorney General, she doesn't want to testify. And the reason is they want to ask her about the Epstein files. You know, the Jeffrey Epstein files that she claimed she had on her desk, and the same Jeffrey Epstein files that she did not release over a million copies of them, of some of those files. So she does not want to go under oath in front of Congress and perjure herself. So anyways, here's Rep. Ro Khanna from California, And he's saying that they're going to get her to testify one way or the other. Even if she decides not to appear, they're going to subpoena her. So here we go.
I'm confident Pam Bondi will eventually show up. Nancy Mace and I drafted the subpoena. It was for Pam Bondi as an individual, not Pam Bondi as Attorney General. But they're playing games. But we still have the votes to get her to be able to testify, and we'll have a vote again. Look, I know Jim Comer. I like him on a personal basis, but he was Captain Ahab in chasing Hillary Clinton to testify, and Hillary Clinton's been out of office for 20 years. So certainly he can have Pam Bondi come and testify and answer why they haven't released the Epstein files.
Okay, he's absolutely right. They did have Hillary Clinton come and testify about the Epstein files, even though she'd been out of office for over 20 years. Pam Bondi hasn't even been out of office for 20 days. So Pam Bondi can certainly haul her lying ass in front of Congress and start answering some questions. And I think it's really interesting because Pam Bondi was so tough, you know, and she would go to Congress and pull out her burn book and insult different congressmen and congresswomen. She was just so tough talking back then. Now the coward is completely silent. Now the coward doesn't want to testify under oath. Why is that, Pam? What are you scared of? Are you scared of perjuring yourself? Yeah, I think so. All righty, that's all we have for you today. Unlike all the right-wing podcasters like Joe Rogan and Tim Pool and Benny Johnson, we do back up everything we say with links right below this video. There are links to our website, and our website also includes links to evidence, so that backs up everything we say. So that's what sets us apart from all the right-wing liars you're probably used to watching. All they do is sit in front of a microphone, lie, and cash a check. We actually back up what we're saying. All righty. On that lovely note, we will see you tomorrow with more stories. Bye-bye.